KXRN News, I'm John Scott. Correspondent John Gambrell reports that there have already been dozens of attacks against U.S. bases and troops after Israel's war with Hamas started.
This attack in Jordan marks the first time that we've seen any attack on U.S. personnel in Jordan. Analysts say that this potentially widens the risk for American troops in other countries in the Middle East. It also raises a concern about what the American response would be. So far, U.S. President Joe Biden has said that there will be a retaliatory strike. He's not given any other information about what that could entail.
All that is known is the United States will respond to that deadly drone attack reportedly at a time of its choosing. Also at SRNnews.com, Senator Rick Scott among the conservatives frustrated by concessions that are being made to Democrats as Republicans try to hammer out a compromise on border security.
I don't get it. I mean, I'm a business guy, right? Number one is you can't negotiate with people that have a totally different approach. I mean, the Democrats and Biden want an open border.
Senator Scott, interviewed by the Salem Radio Network, conservatives in both the House and Senate say whatever border compromise emerges from the upper chamber is almost certain to be dead on arrival in the GOP-controlled House. Meanwhile, the conflict between Texas and the federal government tightens. Governor Greg Abbott will order the installation of even more razor wire to slow the illegal migration into the U.S. Five big tech stocks will be reporting their latest results this week: Apple, Alphabet, Amazon Meta Platforms, and Microsoft. Stocks have moved higher now. The Dow is up 186 points, the NASDAQ adding 158. This is SRN News. A new snapshot of America's growing non-religious community.
They're referred to as the nuns, and they make up nearly 30% of the population. But they're not all atheists. The latest poll conducted by the Pew Research Center finds that amongst the nuns, 13% actually believe in the God of the Bible, and another 56% believe in some kind of higher power. Only 17% of them are actually atheists. Most of the nuns also agree that organized religion does some good. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Major elections will be held throughout Southeast Asia in 2024, and the results likely to have an impact on religious freedom in the region. International Christian Concern points out that in Indonesia, key presidential contenders in the race are being backed by hardline and aggressive Islamic groups. Persecution of Christians is on the rise in Indonesia, the country with the largest Muslim population on earth. This is SRN News. A majority of U.S. taxpayers feel they pay too much in taxes, with many saying that they receive a poor value in return.
A new poll from the University of Chicago Harris School of Public Policy and the Associated Press Nork Center for Public Affairs Research shows about two-thirds of U.S. taxpayers say they spend too much on federal income taxes. About 7 in 10 say the same about local property taxes. Meanwhile, roughly 6 in 10 feel that way about state sales taxes.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Adults who are 60 and older are more likely than younger adults to perceive taxes as being fair. The Arizona Republican Party getting a new leader, Gina Swoboda, an election activist endorsed by former President Trump, will take over after winning 67% of the vote at a party meeting Saturday night in Phoenix. She replaces Jeff DeWitt. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.